Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The country's divided, and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
This evening in Dublin, there's a march against the manosphere. And it's been organised by the socialist feminist group ROSA. Lots to chat about this. We're going to talk about the poster that's been erected, subsequently removed by Dublin City Council, promoting the event. But what's your understanding of the manosphere? And what exactly does the manosphere mean? Dean MacDonald is a lecturer in cyber psychology. Dean is with me here on the programme today because, Dean, we were chatting about this in the office a little earlier this morning, and probably the most common question asked was, what is the manosphere?
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you keeping? How are things?
Good.
What is it? It's basically what the manosphere is. It's kind of like a connection or some kind of network of a lot of different communities. So it could be the likes of kind of blogs or forums or things like 4chan or commentaries, that kind of stuff. But they're all basically related to men, masculinity, and kind of areas of kind of male topics, male-dominated topics.
Is it an online term?
Yes and no, just to be a little bit more psychological on that. There is a bit of a grey area. So it would have formed many, many, many moons ago with kind of male and men right activism and kind of men's rights movements. And they've been going on for tens and tens of years, but they have grown quite an awful lot more with the rise of digital technologies.
So the likes of your ex, formerly Twitter, your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your TikTok,
yeah,
your
TikTok,
social media
everything.
Accounts has propelled all of this.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's given rise to an awful lot more mediums and channels, basically. So lots of people can find liked interests, which is naturally what digital technologies are designed to do. But a lot of the time, they're not all designed for good.
So who decides who's part of the manosphere? Like, how do you qualify to fall under the term?
It's a self-selecting group, really. Depending on the network and the people that you surround yourself with, you could easily just kind of dip in and dip out, or you could kind of engage in this online, or it could be an offline situation. So you could have different groups of communities that have very similar interests. Like, there's loads of different organizations. So I'm sure some of your listeners probably heard of like incels or a red pill community, which is another one. Or there's another one that I hadn't heard of before, but men going their own way, which is another one. You have other ones in terms of male dating. So like looking at pickup artists, which their YouTube is full of. So like there are a lot of these types of communities going around.
And typically it's sort of, I suppose, in the main associated with toxic masculinity. Is that fair to say?
It would be fair, yeah. Look, in terms of misogyny and in terms of an anti-feminism movement, now there are different kind of levels of it to a certain extent. Like some of them would be very much focused on men's issues and male kind of problems and situations. But there are a larger number that would focus more on this kind of toxic masculinity area and anti-feminism movement. I suppose it is very much one of these, like the voice that shouts loudest is the one that's most heard.
Okay, so stay with me, Dean, for a few moments, because I want to bring in Harper Cleaves. Harper is a spokesperson for ROSA, and ROSA is the socialist feminist organisation that has actually organised this protest that's taken place in Dublin City Centre later on this evening. Why are you protesting against the manosphere, Harper?
Yeah, well, as was just described there, the Manosphere is an online community, you know, that increasingly young people, young boys are having access to on TikTok, on Reddit, on 4chan, all these different platforms, on YouTube, you know, and are being exposed to at an increasingly young age. We've seen like a women's aid study come out just recently about how young men are actually displaying more misogynistic attitudes than older men, you know, and obviously that can be a lot of factors, but certainly a contributing factor has to be the Manosphere, you know, and I think the show Adolescence that has been really popular on Netflix has highlighted that as well. And while it's easy to be like, okay, yeah, well, this stuff is happening online, it has real life impacts on women, on LGBTQ plus people, and on people of color, because a lot of the Manosphere is also very interlaced with white supremacist ideology as well. So we're taking a stand against that, the ways in which it impacts people's everyday lives, but also raising a question. We're marching to X headquarters in Dublin about how social media companies are profiting from these really harmful ideas that are putting so many different people, not just in danger of cyber abuse, which is worthy of its own conversation, but also in-person physical attacks as well.
So anti-immigration is probably the topic, isn't it, really, that maybe springs to a lot of people's mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and it's definitely a part of it. There's a book Laura Bass wrote about the Manosphere a couple years ago that talks about how actually a lot of these, like men going their own way, even pick up artists, incels, there is a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment interlaced into that, that it's like, oh, men of color or immigrants are stealing away our women. Therefore, we have to, you know, rise up as white men. Obviously, all men can be impacted by misogynistic ideas, but the fact that they are converging with a lot of this anti-immigrant sentiment that is also on display is really stark, yeah.
So you're marching from the City Hall in Dublin to the X headquarters in Dublin. This is happening at 5:30. What's the purpose of the march, Harper? Because, you know, I know you have a poster that was designed to promote the event. You've Elon Musk, you've Donald Trump pictured at the very front of it. Conor McGregor, I see, included in it as well. Like, what will a march like this actually do?
Well, we're not naive. It's not that we think that this one march is going to like take down the Manosphere social media companies profiting from this. But we have to start somewhere. We saw a couple weeks ago a massive anti-immigration march in Dublin. You know, that didn't stop immigration, but it certainly had an impact on people's attitudes. We need to have those kinds of conversations about topics like the Manosphere, like racism. And I think so often in this climate, the polarized climate that we're living in right now, we are ordinary people are encouraged to see each other as the problems, to see refugees or migrants or feminists or women or LGBTQ people as the source of our misery. But actually, you know, it is these people who are empowered, the increasingly small number of billionaires who own so many of these companies who are controlling what we read, controlling what we see on social media, and also profiting from really harmful ideas. It's governments that support them. It's things like the housing crisis. And yet we're so often pitted against each other instead, which is a faulty ideology. So it's about sort of exposing that, but also, yeah, like raising a question about like pointing the finger at the people who deserve to have the finger pointed at them, which is some of the most powerful men in the world.
And that's why you're marching to the X headquarters.
Yeah, exactly.
Eli is with us on the line as well. Eli is from United Against Racism. I believe you too are attending this event in Dublin this evening, Eli.
I am.
Why?
Well, as a member of United Against Racism, you know, we feel that it's very important to support Rosa in this struggle. As Harper mentioned, you know, a lot of these influencers in the Manosphere are also the ones peddling anti-immigration racist ideas. United Against Racism is a grassroots group that's dedicated to fighting racism and fascism across the 32 counties of Ireland. And so we see that people in power who are advancing these misogynistic, these very narrow and repressive ideas about our society are the same ones that are creating racism. I mean, on the poster, there are influencers who have done sort of made advances in both kind of realms there. So you have Donald Trump and Elon Musk, of course, in the United States, pushing very anti-immigrant policies. And then, of course, that kind of thing is possible here in Ireland as well if we don't stand up to it. So we felt that making the connection with Rosa and supporting them is very important.
I suppose, you know, despite all of that and despite whatever your views are, Eli, over 77 million voted for the man in the US.
Well, certainly that's true. And I think that, as Harper mentioned earlier, these people in power are very good at manipulating crises and manipulating desperate people to see each other as the problem. But it's our job as activists to stand up against that and provide political alternatives, show people that it's not your neighbor, it's not your, you know, the most desperate, vulnerable people in society that are causing your problems. It's the wealthy at the top. So whether or not these right-wing politicians can garner votes from the population, our political stance remains the same. Okay. And you know, it's our job to push against that.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you're planning on attending the Manosphere March in Dublin later on today, we'd like to hear from you. We want to know why you're going. Podcast host Keelan Moncrief is on the line, because not only are you attending this evening, you're speaking at the march, Keelan.
Yes, I am. So as a parent, I think from my perspective, it's becoming increasingly scary seeing the type of men that are seen as role models, especially that are pushed online. I mean, they're not exactly upholding citizens, but they're being put on a pedestal, not by their merit or virtue, but how much money they make or how powerful they are. And as a parent, you can put in a lot of work to teach your children about equality and how you're supposed to treat each other, but that can't be ripped away by what they're seeing online. I mean, children's brains aren't fully developed, so they're very easily influenced by the conversations that are seeing online. So the reason why I would be going is to push government to make more, like, it, we don't really have legislation, or it's very lenient anyway, to hold these sort of big corporations or social media lords to account by what they're pushing online. There's a lot of harmful narratives, a lot of misinformation about women and vulnerable people.
So the speed at which content that could be viewed as being, you know, very negative or overly abusive, the speed at which this kind of commentary and posts and reflections are even taken down offline when complaints have been made by members of the public.
And as a content creator, I actually have a unique perspective on this, because I'm acutely aware of the content that would be pushed forward is not exactly something that's going to be educational or enlightening. It's usually by something that evokes an emotion in you. And at the moment, because people are very vulnerable and angry, it's going to be usually content that is pushing anger. And most of the time, it's a misdirection of anger to a vulnerable group of people rather than the 1% that are at the top. So I think that's why we're coming together for this march today, is to actually point that in the correct direction of those people who we should be angry at, is the people who are controlling all the messages that are being spread online that are harmful. And it's the people at the top of these, like, social media corporations and even, unfortunately, political leaders.
I wonder how much heed the likes of Elon Musk will pay to this march at City Hall in Dublin today.
I'd say he doesn't care much at all, but it's also sending a message to our, you know, our neighbours, our peers, that we stand against this. It's not necessarily so he goes, I'm shivering in my boots, because I highly doubt that's going to happen. But it is so we could put some pressure on our political leaders in Ireland as well. I mean, they are very receptive to kind of what we are saying as civilians. I would like to have I'd like to see their good intentions, but I would like to just spread the message to other parents, to send a message also to my daughter and other children and young people who are growing up, that you can have positive role models, you know, who are activists or experts and scholars, and positive influences to be leading the way rather than these men that we're seeing online.
Dean, there's some interesting texts in from people about this. Like, Ed in Dublin makes the point that he feels there is as much misogyny in the world with the constant anti-men and particularly anti-white men rhetoric that we hear all of the time. Another listener tells me, my objection to the Manosphere March is the word man. Your guest mentioned some good subjects to march against, but to turn this into men versus women, I actually think is very unhelpful. Is that often what happens when we use the word Manosphere, Dean?
It can be, yeah. Like, I mean, the very essence of the word stems, like, human, for example. So it's the last couple of letters, which is why a lot of these things are always kind of pitted in. But I think one of the things that Harper mentioned that struck me is the whole idea that we are being pitted against each other quite an awful lot. Like, there are definitely crises. I think Eli mentioned that as well. Like, there are so many in terms of mental health, in terms of kind of people's own self-identity, even having role models is a really, really difficult thing to try and attain. And again, it's the people that we see most often, we tend to be more receptive of those figures that we see all of the time. But it, like, there's definitely a lot of research that has been done in this area, like some of our own in terms of Irish researchers, like Dara McCashin from DCU has done fantastic work in this kind of area. And then in terms of research on men's sheds, by Dr. Noel Richardson here in SETU, like, there's fantastic research about what it means to be a man, and like, there are some great role models. But what we do also know is that the less males acknowledge how their status will influence other people, the more likely they're going to engage in this kind of area of manosphere. So it's not being able to reflect on how your words influence other people is more likely going to contribute to you engaging and being a little bit more misogynistic or a little bit more anti-feminist.
Can I ask you finally, Harper, about this? The poster that was created by Rosa to highlight or to promote this evening's event, it was blocked by Dublin City Council amid concerns that it could be offensive to tourists, that the poster protocols ban some of the language used, that it could be vulgar or offensive.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, we actually inquired. We offered to take, for instance, Conor McGregor off. He's an Irish-based person. Obviously, maybe the council was concerned about him being litigious towards them. But, like, if you can't, we couldn't even name, for instance, Donald Trump. If you can't even name the most powerful men in the world when you're protesting, like, literally the President of the United States, I mean, it sort of calls into question the point of protesting, full stop. And I just have to say, just about this idea of we're marching against men. Of course we're not marching against men. In fact, I see this very much as a march for men. The manosphere, the likes, if you think about Andrew Tate, you know, he's telling young men to suppress their feelings, but to do something like that is to be quote-unquote gay. Like, there's all kinds of things that are problems with that, but, like, I'm concerned for young boys. I'm concerned for young men and their inability to express their feelings, their inability to form healthy bonds. Like, I think the manosphere is detrimental to young men. So it is not about marching against men. It's about marching against an ideology of misogyny.
The council said it was to do with the fact that there were concerns that the poster itself might be offensive to tourists. It featured Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Conor McGregor in the front of it. Let's take on MAGA, McGregor, Musk and their macho ilk was the headline. The council did say, you know, if you're looking for permission to erect the posters, you were just told very simply, just resubmit the design, but minus the images or the names. A lot of people still getting in touch. We're going to come back to this. Emails, Lunchtime Live newstalk.com. That's Harper Cleaves, spokesperson for Rosa, lecturer in cyber psychology, Dean MacDonald, Eli and podcast host Keila Moncrief. Thanks a million to you all for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.
The country's divided and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on: teachers bring their all to their students, every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit DonorsChoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.